Bienvenidos to our latest edition of Corazón Bilingüe. Join us as we explore the dynamics of language, culture, and the art of poetry. I'm your host, Brenda Nettles Rojas. Con este programa, exploramos la dinámica del lenguaje, la cultura y la creación poética, sometimes in English y a veces en español. Our program fluctuates between English and Spanish.
Today's program, we continue listening to poets who participated in the Canto Mundo workshop. They featured 24 nationally recognized Latino poets from across the United States who gathered in Austin, Texas for Canto Mundo. Today we will hear from Lori Ann Guerrero, Leticia Hernandez Linares, Manuel Paul Lopez, Carl Markham, Cheryl Luna, Juan N. Morales. We will also listen to the poetry of Michael Martinez, Emmy Perez, Luviet Restro, Irene Lara Silva, and Liliana Valenzuela.
Gloria Guerrero!
My mother woke a rooster. She wasn't surprised that morning by the stove when she cracked open a fresh brick of coffee with hands feathered as the bed from which she rose. She stood there. Upon her head, the morning sun soothed her like guitars strumming, a halo, saint, fit for a lit candle on the mantel, the dressing table. When she walked to the sink for water, a bouquet of blue and black and rose from the coccyx up and over like a waterfall, swiping the sugar and cream from the counter. She was amazed by her wide presence in the tiny kitchen, the incredible strength in her thighs, the ease of the strut. In a pan hanging above the stove, she caught the reflection of herself and swooped her rubbery coxcomb back, letting it fall over one brow. She pursed her red lips, her mouth just visible deep inside the sharp beak. She watched in wonder the staccatoed swivel of her neck, rubbing what the night before was the wrinkled throat of a woman. Her eyes now fitting on the face of a fighting cock, her red-tipped toes now claws and rough as rope. Thank you.
Our next Canto Mundo fellow, Leticia Hernandez.
Ya se vio la luna, ya se vio la luna, luce mi cara, mi alma desnuda. Ahí vienen los poetas y las cantantes. Vas a tener que dejarle las penas.
Mission Street yawns wide under the canopy of breaking day. Out of breath footsteps tax rickety ladder runs, chase streams of light unveiling the horizon. Sleepy hands burning sage on tar rooftop, the day just barely born into my desert dusted arms, wanting to hold a neighborhood hostage from itself. What a perfect mission these streets have become. Shoveling out plots for graves, lots for sale, a concentric circle of conquest carving itself into a ground overcrowded with the whispering of ghosts. If I charge the children with painting poems sobre las paredes, will you learn to love yourself? Curl up from the crouching towards death stance you slag around the streets in? Cease the fire that barrels holes through the heads of young men guilty of nothing but brown skin? Being on foot, no car to speed past the candlelit processing of their own untimely deaths. But down La Calle Valencia, La Piedra del Sol bounces off the hands of a Chicana architect, shines over the open doors of a community space for learning. Comedores bearing plates seeming with home country recuerdos cast shadows in just lit enough hallways, connecting writers to their next verse, lovers to inevitable missteps. Little girl footsteps walk me back through yearly visits to this place where a Salvadoran Buddhist found astray, sent him south to lick the wounds of a family talking in broken sentences. The uncle who fell me in love with the grassy hill, bright buildings poked by cold edges below. Prayers printed on the feet of danzantes resound through each block, where I have learned to make crying count, counted murals counting wars, cried close to corners where someone keeps dying mostly for nothing. Nodded while the whispering of poets sing truth into sense, calling each day to attention with the promise of sunrise, of sanctuary. Gracias.
Give it up, Leticia Hernandez Linares. You can purchase her CD, Lucha Muchacha, much like any of our fellows. Wild applause for Manuel Paul Lopez.
Good evening, everybody. All right, here we go. Divine intervention. Arrived in the form of a 5-foot, 1-inch abuelita. Two nuns from the Our Lady of Guadalupe in a crowbar, who together in a holy triumvirate, battle ram Jerry's bedroom door armed with Bibles, prayers, rosary beads, and a vial of holy water collected from the Red Sea. The women entered, and each in a coordinated effort ripped heavy metal posters from Jerry's bedroom walls. They cracked and doused sticks of incense near a smoldering ashtray on his nightstand, indisputable evidence of the disciples' devoted offering to the Prince of Darkness. The women threw bombs, pipes in all shapes and sizes. Esa, 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 shouted Jerry's abuelita, pointing an accusatory finger at the scowling men's scotch taped to walls. Down fell Judas Priest, down fell Kiss, down fell King Diamond, down fell Slayer, down fell Testament. Jerry's metal posters that once glowered from his bedroom walls like a collage of sweat, leather, and fire, all exercised beneath a mist of holy water and Aramaic tongue, Satan's paraphernalia gathered in a gasoline-doused bundle at the foot of Jerry's bed that would faithfully ignite to the match of religious pyrotechnics.
Thank you.
Ritual figurine, carved wood and human skin, circa 1430. Tonight, dear one, by the waning moon, I will take this jet shock, keen with mercy along the seam of your rigorous spine, and flay a proficient suit of you for my finery. Dear one, your raw and fecund sinew assures my bounty, another harvest, another generation of hands empty, hanging like bracelets from my arms. Your handsome face, a better countenance from my high cheeks. I see through the slats of your eyes, I speak incantation and renewal, my tongue aligned along your lips. Do not mourn your blue and sanguine life elapsing along the groove of this blade. What's driven through the veins turns crimson, adorns the living with promise, sacrifice preserves order in the universe. I will wear your skin, dear one, among your own people. They will always mistake me for kind.
We can make it up. We can make it up when I say the name of the next poet who is a Cantamundo fellow. Please give it up for Miss Cheryl Luna.
Breaking.
We break and rise as the ocean, moon, and stars. Silence follows. We were meant to unhinge. Low beat of morning, we break like children's bones. Mending is possible. The letting go like dawn. The piano keys struck in time to the light shimmered pines. We were plural and singular sadness. Broken in the high desert when the snow refuses to melt. Streetlights lull against the darkness. Bats shrieking, bellow of strange heaven. Bats of bendable bones hang in their upside down thrones. Caverns lit with their darkness. Stalactites shimmer with man-made lights. Breaks of the mind, circling, turmoil in nets, flight. A burst of shade flaps madly by the thousands. This is the old dusk, the dark awakening. But we break as glorious as whales breach seas, as if we too must suddenly and spectacularly breathe.
Chorizo's father died August 5th, 1949. The cornstalks seemed taller when they found his father in the field. Only his head stuck out of the dirt, naturally, as if it grew there. And Chorizo cried, telling everyone how he almost tripped over the head. When Jorge arrived with the priest, the burros stopped wailing and kicking in the air, the way everybody held their breath and gripped door frames while the earthquake shook everything. My brother Jorge said he couldn't forget the eyes, focused, as if a vision hit Chorizo's father when the earth split open like a rib cage, showing its liver and bowels below before it snapped shut, taking his body but leaving the head stranded in the constant rows of corn. Thanks.
Give it up, Juan J. Morales. And next up on the mic, Canto Mundo fellow, J. Michael Martinez.
Genesis, ancient Greek, meaning origin, creation, generation, the root of to come into being, be born. The same Indo-European base as classical Latin, to beget. In Hebrew, the book is called Bereshit, literally in the beginning, after its opening words. And that's from the Oxford English Dictionary. A generation after origin, the wild grass opened into body. Eye blind, Bereshit, voiced flesh to beget, eyeless compasses, mouthfuls of hummingbirds. The choir we became to oppose concord. Dawn enclosed our lips in solar light. We sang letters, what was animal, vanishing into umbilical throes, the color of childbirth. Thank you.
The river in our face, with El Rio Grande Bravo in our face, with the river at its mouth, at its source, with you at its source, its sources, with you at the snow, the evergreens, the million earth holes of water emerging like emerald snakes, Gloria Anzaldúa's grave, with the Rio Bravo Grande on our face. The young Border Patrol officer flashes sirens daily, lifts his gun with the Rio Grande Bravo on his face. Upriver, Chihuahua Desert ancestors, adobe bricks stand up, crumble down. You said you loved the river in my face. You said headwaters, the source, the Rio Grande rises from its source, saw the lines around our mouths, saw adobe brick lines exposed. Monsoon season, granizo pelting the facades at its source in my mouth, adobe mud bricks in my mouth, graves, the snake holes, the sources, the snow, Rio Guanchos de Mexico, grandmother's huevada la olla at our face. Some crossed with nuns during the Revolucion, El Rio Bravo Grande on their face. Relatives disappear, die detained with rivers, tributaries on their face. In Ciudad Juarez, a mother hoped her missing daughter married a rich American with the river far away. While I shower daily with El Valle River water on my face, thank you and kiss you daily, Julia de Burgos, with El Rio Grande de la Vista, Puerto Rico in your face. Julia, I can now speak of hurricanes and being a dog at someone's feet. I remember El Paso's Inca doves, burrowing owls in the morning, barn owls in El Valle cemeteries, great horned owl and mockingbirds, two communities, no al muro, segundo barrio no se vende, with the river in their face. A daughter and mother want their ashes scattered at Boca Chica, the river's mouth, the end, the start, another source, crabs collapsing into bullets, bursting out of holes, carrizo, bougainvillea, seeds, petals, paper, nipple rose, draspas, the mouth, the eddies, the tributaries, the flow, Rio Guanchos de Mexico, the snow, granizo, the pelts, the sources rising. The confluence of people and God, tortugas, ribbon snakes in Roma, pigs and piglets jumping from banks with the Rio Bravo Grande on their face. You can hear roosters crowing across the water in Miguel Alemán. You said you don't want archaic chains lowering you loudly with obvious labor six feet in. You want El Chalán, the ropes, the pool over green water under blue sky to Villas Ordaz. I want to hear parrots, sable palms, try again with the river on our face. I want no medicine, no ambition with the river on my face. I used to love you with the river on my face. I made a foot deep grave with the river on my face. I loved other rivers with the river on my face. I want to Oxbow Lake. In this place where children still speak and lose multiple tongues. In this place where we still lose and grow forked tongues. In this place where this place where white herons hunt and drink in resacas. This place with the Rio Grande Bravo in its pipes, in its lungs, in our face.
Give it up and be Spanish. Next up, we have Cantamundo fellows from all over the country. Only one person got it, Melissa gets the door prize. We have Cantamundo fellows from all over the country and representing the BX, the Bronx, and Los Angeles. Please give it up for our next Cantamundo fellow, Luis Crespo.
Letters to a young Latina poet. Letter 1. Dear YLP, even Rilke forgot a few things, mujer. Don't be afraid to write about your languages, the one you were born with, the one you had to learn to survive, eat, explain your last name, and the language you created. Accents and ñes are the adobo of a poem. Remember what Pietri said, the masses are asses, and you're not writing for them. Go ahead, write about your mom and grandma washing underwear in the bathroom sink, hanging panties on the shower proudly like spoils of war, scrubbing manchas out with the flesh of their knuckles, remembering all of their guerras and the ones you two will face. Never be shy about underwear, never. Letter 2. Querida YLP, what is this I hear about being ashamed of your Saturday night rituals, watching Sábado Gigante with abuela and abuelo as they wait to see El Chacal and the lucky winner of this week's car? Not everyone will understand, but that's okay. They'll become fans of, they'll become fans, and Don Francisco and his perfectly coiffed pompadour will reach new audiences. And please finish writing your poem about Huerta Mercado and the intense way your aunt listens when he gets to Sagittarius. He will be right 1 year. Abrazos fuerte. Letter 3. Hola, YLP. ¿Cómo te va? I hope you're recovering from the flu, which reminds me, I need to visit the Botanica and stock up on my winter supply of Vicks Vaporub and Agua de Florida. Thanks to my great-grandmother's wisdom, I know that a combination of those two on my chest and feet with an egg under my bed takes away my cold just like that. Your last letter asked what to do with family poems. Not the ones about Christmas and quinceañeras, but the ones about the cousin who didn't know his boundaries. The 18-year-old half-sister welcoming her second abortion. The graduation party gone awry due to Tio Pablo's love affair with Johnny Caminando. Write them, querida. Let go of the shame and the fear. Document every slap to the face, every hija regresida, and no, please, no. Read them aloud to yourself at open mics or at the new independent bookstore. Con mucho cariño. Number 4. Feliz Navidad, YLP. Christmas is almost here, which means New Year's will be sooner. Another year of resolutions that I hope to keep. What about you? Do you have any new resolutions, or are you like me and extend the deadline to the ones you made last year? I read your love poem. You chose a sonnet. I can see you've been reading Neruda and perhaps a little bit of Parker. Did you really break up over email? Is that what happens when people meet online? Everything happens over the internet. Connections, dating, sex, breakups, makeup chat sex. Then the infamous email / Facebook / MySpace / Twitter block. I'm sorry, comadre, you deserve better. But if it's any consolation, your use of simile when comparing his penis to the size of a baby carrot was perfection. Abrazos. Number 5. Mi comadre YLP. I'm sorry for the lag between letters, but life has been difficult. My poor abuelita poems were rejected yet again. Who rejects granny? Insensitive orphan editors, that's who. But forget them and their "we're sorry to inform you" form letters. I will take my abuelita poems elsewhere. How she taught me to hem my own skirt, sew buttons, knit blankets and matching booties for expectant mothers and their infant, cook pasteles for the entire block, leave some in the freezer for widows who forget to eat while mourning their señores. Oddly enough, they like my ménage à trois poem. You know the one with me and two other men who, instead of making me orgasm, one cleans my house, washes my dishes, changes the oil to my car, fixes the leaky bathroom faucet, while the other massages my feet, then paints my toes cotton candy pink, all without complaining. Next year, I will address your issues with aesthetics and form. Sestinas are fun, but iambic pentameter is the devil. Besitos. Last letter. My YLP, learn from my mistakes and don't email the editor who rejected you and call him an hijo de la puta. Who knew he spent a year abroad in Santo Domingo? By the way, this is my last letter for a while. I was accepted to a residency program where I will eat, sleep, and speak revision. Isolated from distractions like Farmville, dyeing my hair blonde one more time, or 2 a.m. rendezvous with ex-boyfriends wondering why they got married. I think I'll be somewhere in New England. These residencies are always in New England. Hasta la próxima. Thank you.
It's called En Trozos, In Pieces. I never met my mother's mother. Concepcion Liguez Lara died the year before I was born. My father told stories. rushing her to the doctor to have her toe, her black fleshed toe, amputated. My mother never said anything, never said how she died, never described her illness. The last time I saw my tia Lupe, it was my mother's funeral. My tia died 2 years later. I remember her strong, graceful, lifting herself out of the car into the wheelchair, survivor of amputation, toes, feet, legs. They'd begun on her fingers. I remember her fierce expression. My father had been diabetic for 6 years, the only time I ever saw him cry. The doctor had just told him it was likely they would have to amputate his foot. He turned his face to the pillow, body convulsing with broken sobs. He healed, kept his feet for another 18 years. After 4 years of silence, I called when I heard he'd lost one foot. Neither of us spoke of it. We spoke of living and of pain, of dying and the end of fear. We said goodbye, knew we would not speak again. Later, I learned they also amputated his other foot. What he feared most was to go in pieces. Now I fear it too. Strange, dazed terror when I see the crutch, the walker, the wheelchair, the power scooters. Terror when I see the missing foot, the missing limb, strangers on the bus, at the store, and at work, and on the street. Anywhere, everywhere, terror. Yes, limbs are lost every day to war, in car accidents, at work, to freezing temperatures, to violence. But this is the terror of being devoured, one limb not being enough to satiate the beast. This is the terror of going piece by piece. Would I be strong enough to follow my tia Lupa's example? Would I want to? Could I see myself go in pieces? I think I would choose to live, but I don't know. There is a prayer I cannot help. Diosito grant me 75 years of life to do my work. Please, I want to stay whole and strong and able to walk. I know this is selfish. I have already been given more than others. More life, more strength, more freedom, more health, more love, more time, but I can't help wanting more. Sometimes I hold my feet, my calves in my hands, stare at my fingers. I cannot comprehend my body without them. Oh body, cuerpecito mío. How many years I wasted not loving you, judging you for what they said you lacked, for what you were too much of, too big, too dark, too fat, too short, too India, too masculine, not pretty enough, not feminine enough, not worthy of love. What does any of that matter now? Oh body, cuerpecito mío. I will never see you through their eyes again, only through mine. Praising your strength and your beauty, the life I've lived through you, your joy and your endurance, your hunger and your light. I will learn to take care of you as I have learned to love you. No terror, no terror, only love.
The one who you've been saving all your applause for, blow it up, applaud right now as I say Liliana Valenzuela.
Boys punching walls when worlds fail to form or go unheard, or heard sometimes snaps. Smash, boom, zap, against wall, against will, against world. Boys punching walls when words fail them, when hot anger rises from the pit of the stomach to arm, to hand, to hard, hard wall. Boys punching walls, better a wall than a person. It hurts me more than it hurts you. Because we know many punches later, life punching us into softness, life shattering illusions. Boys punching walls, testosterone surges, human lightning rods, incipient warrior fists, hot magma bursting, busting out of dazzled soul, boys punching walls before they learn to open that fist.
You are listening to Corazón Bilingüe. We invite you to join us again as we continue our conversation on language, culture, and the art of poetry. Los invitamos que nos acompañen de nuevo, mientras que sigamos explorando la dinámica del lenguaje, la cultura y la creación poética. If you would like to hear more, visit us at www.corazonbilingüe.com. Gracias por acompañarnos.